So if you're going where I have sent you, the person that sees you going. But they are literally seeing me who instructed you. If right now I put you on the plane to fly from the United States to fly to China, you're flying to China, they are seeing me who has sent you. But they are seeing your body physically acting out what I've said. So it's literally they are seeing me because I paid the ticket for you and I commanded you to go to China.
Yeah.
So the body is a reflection of that what we have heard, that what we feel. Now remember, what you feel is also spiritual. What we are hearing is all these are spiritual metaphors. They are the spiritual concepts. They are spiritual energies. But then the act, the way we respond to these things, the way we act out these things, we do it in the body. And that's when now it becomes naturally. Now the word is living. The spirit now is living. Where is it living? It's living in the human being. How do I know that it's living in the human being? Because the human being is acting out unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, for goodness sake, it's spirit. Bitterness is spirit. Anger is spirit. Yet love, forgiveness, the attitude of generosity. And they say, oh, this person is generous. It is spirit.
Wow, wow. Wow, I just totally got it. It's just like the fruit of the spirit, the fruit of the spirit, it's spiritual. All emotions are spiritual until we put action behind it. That's right? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Now this is where... this is where sometimes we miss it. People struggle to take care of their emotions. Yeah, they struggle to support their emotions. Or support my emotions. I feel bitter, so I need somebody to pamper me. Or I feel like I'm angry. Yeah, I need somebody to pamper me. You can never pamper an emotion. You just make it grow and evolve. What we need is to do the opposite. We need to find out the attributes. Write that down. Remember when we were young in school, they always told us the opposite of things. What is the opposite of girl? Boy. What is the opposite of bitter?
It's your forgiveness.
Also, I cannot understand.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness, right? The opposite of bitterness would be forgiveness.
Okay. So whenever I'm bitter, I don't pamper bitterness. I don't look for people to pamper my bitterness. Because I will just nurture it. I will give it more strength. What do? I do the opposite. I look for mentors that will help me to forgive. If I cannot forgive and I'm selfish, I need to find mentors that are generous and good. Not to pamper, neither support that emotion, because it will make me drown in its errors. So I need to find something positive, something opposite. Is anybody catching what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
So when
you
God...
somebody,
yeah?
You're saying it's like you don't want somebody to encourage or to tell you what you want to hear, to pamper that emotion, but you need to seek out someone who's going to tell you the right way to handle that emotion.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
So even this European emotional support, that we are giving people emotional support, it's all wrong in its nature. You don't support emotions that are negative, because the word emotions means those fallen emotions and fallen feelings that are negative in dimension. Okay? But the word attribute, the opposite of emotions, is attribute. When I say generous, he is a generous person. He is a forgiving person. He is a loving person. He is a kind person. He is a philanthropic in his attitude. That is not emotion. Those are attributes. Write that down.
Yes, those are attributes.
They are attributes. They are not emotions. So in Hebrew...
Is forgiving an attribute?
Forgiving is an attribute. Forgive. To forgive. It's made up of two words. For and give. He is forgiving.
Yes.
But unforgiveness, he is anti, against, in opposition with giving. So the opposite of unforgiveness is forgiveness. So unforgiveness is an emotion. Forgiveness is an attribute. Attribute.
Unforgiveness is an emotion.
Emotion.
I couldn't hear you, Apostle.
Unforgiveness is an emotion. Forgiveness is an attribute. Attribute.
Okay. Attribute, yes.
Yes. Forgiveness is an attribute. Unforgiveness is an emotion. Now remember, depending on what is in our body, if I'm unforgiving, I'm bitter, I'm stressed out, my speech will reflect that emotional state. Okay?
Yes.
I will reflect. If somebody is stressed out, he will speak stress. If somebody is bitter, he will speak bitterness. If somebody is unforgiving, he will speak unforgiveness, gossip, slander. Are you seeing that?
Yes.
But the origin of all that is spirit. I'm feeling emotionally down just because I've been taken captive by the negative energies of unforgiveness, bitterness. But when they reach in my body now, it becomes a biological description of emotions. Then I can say I feel like the wind blows. But you do not know where the wind comes from. But you can feel its effect. And you can explain how you feel.
So in other words, like if you say, I feel angry, but you're not angry, but you can feel it. Because I've had that happen to me before, like feel anger and I'm not angry and I don't know where it's coming from. And I'm like, why am I feeling anger?
Yes.
And so I would pray against it and start praying for, you know, like you said, forgiveness and pray against that spirit.
Yeah.
Because it's a spirit.
In that too, if somebody says, I feel angry, but is not angry, is just speaking it out, then the law of attraction attracts anger towards that person. Because remember, anger is a frequency. Again, yeah. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quarter, who celebrate Uganda in the land.